And it's 9:49, time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, thank you, Dan. Good morning, and good morning, everyone. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading at Kansas City and the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in the pre-opening market report. First to the wheat pit, where the futures were expected to open lower. Dryness in the southern U.S. plains still a concern for the emerging winter crop. USDA late yesterday saying 49% of the winter wheat crop was rated in good to excellent condition, down from 53% the previous week, and the winter wheat crop was said to be 95% planted. Kansas City December opened at 756 and a half, down 5.5. March at 769, down 7. December contract in Chicago at 746, down 2. March at 763, down 6. May at 751, down 2.5. July at 660, down 1.5. And September at 669.5, down 2.5. December spring wheat at 805, down 3.5. And March spring wheat at 797, down 4.75. Well, strength in soybeans boosting corn. And weakness in the U.S. dollar also cited. USDA said the corn crop was 94% harvested. That was ahead of the 5% average of 89%. And December corn opened at 377.5, up 2.75. March at 395, up 3. May at 404.25, up 2. July at 413, up 2.5. September at 418, up 3.5. December at 422.75, up 2. And March 09 at 428. Up 1. Soybeans, where the big gains are coming in, 97% of the beans harvested, according to USDA yesterday. Some strong Chinese demand, some new tops hit in opening, especially with the November contract. And we'll get to the current numbers in a moment, but it opened at 10.55, up 3/4. January, 10.67, up 10.75. March at 10.81, up 9.25. May at 10.84.5, up 12. July at 10.89.5, up 13. August at 10.64, up 13. And the November 08 soybeans, 10.07, up 12.5 on the open. December, soybean meal opened at 289.50, up 4.50. January at 290.30, up 3.30. December soybean oil at 44.70, up 47 on the open. And January opened at 45.10, up 52.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And those November soybeans up to 10.62 now, 17.75 higher. Paul Cooley's joining us on the telephone now from 80M Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Jay. Always nice to talk to you.
Well, it's always great to talk to you, and it's great to talk to you when those soybean numbers are going through the roof.
Yeah. You know, it's basically being leaked out. It started last week that the Chinese basically have a grain reserve on soybeans. They've probably bought 2, maybe 3 million tons, according to press estimates. And, of course, a grain reserve, when you build it and when prices are going up, that's probably one reason why we have $2 up in the soybean market more than what historic norms would indicate. The Chinese are very concerned about domestic prices. It's not so much soybean meal inventory, it's vegetable oil reserve that they're really after. We also know that the supply-demand report and the production estimates, you know, indicated beans were probably 50 cents underpriced. So beans have, between the grain reserve idea and the smaller production number, you know, have added about 50 to 70 cents in here since the USDA crop production report. The big factor here, of course, is crude oil sold off yesterday, and it's up today about $2.30 a barrel, and that's also pushing the soybean market at a little higher level today.
Okay, so corn market following soybeans?
Yeah, definitely. The Informa numbers yesterday indicated that we saw the Sparks number only come in with 4.7 million less production than a year ago, and 88.9 million acres. And if this comes out with Informa's supply-demand tables, you know, we have enough corn. what they're basically saying is that at some point in time, the bean-corn ratio has to change, in which beans have to get to 2.5 to 2.8 to 1 in relationship to bid new crop beans up and not plant so much corn. When we talked to them this morning at 6:30 a.m., they basically said that, yes, the South American farmer is going to be very aggressive in increasing soybean acres down there, so that will be one factor to get more bean acres. Double crop beans are also a factor. And, of course, with the Chinese having, you know, 2 to 3 million ton grain reserve in soybeans, you know, we probably won't see the big price rally. But at the same time, corn is rallying because soybeans are rallying and wheat's rallying as well. The corn supply, it does seem that anytime you can bid $4 for corn, we do seem to see a farmer that's willing marketer of basically 1.8 to 2 billion bushels of old crop corn carryover.
Mm-hmm. Wheat market doesn't have any big export news or anything. There may be some dryness in the southern plains that may be in the picture. Opened a little bit lower, but now has turned around.
The freeze notice people, who are a meteorological firm out of Des Moines, Iowa, are basically indicating good chances of rain in the winter wheat growing areas of the west next week. Some of the other people are mentioning that there is this possibility, but with a big warm flow of warm, moist air in and very big contrasts of warm and cold, they do think the physics are available there to create some rain potential. The wheat market is looking at a very large acreage increase, and also it was mentioned today that the Russians have sold 11 to 13 million tons of wheat into the marketplace. All said and done, wheat is along for the ride today. When you have beans up 17, corn up 6.5, wheat decided it would also rally a little today.
All right. How about the impact of the dollar? It's down just a hair.
Very good question. Bernanke, of course, basically said that the Federal Reserve is going to be forthcoming with more info about the economy. And, of course, I have to applaud it. Any organization like that has been super secretive, the more information they can share with the public, the better it is. The U.S. dollar, being as weak as it is a major factor. Also, the subprime interest rate, I call it even a debacle, when too many people bought too many homes with no money down and can't pay for them. It's also an indirect debacle to some of the big money center banks. All that is creating a major problem with the crude oil and also the economy.
Paul, thank you very much.
Have a profitable day, Dave. Okay. I mean, Jay.
Jay sitting in.
Yeah, Jay. Sorry.
It's okay. Bye. We'll talk to you again this afternoon on the closing market report. That's Paul Cooley at ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. And let's take a look at those numbers right now. The Kansas City December wheat contract, 771.5. Make that 771 now. It's up 9. July at 692, up 10. December in Chicago at 755, up 7. March at 774.5, up 5.5, and July at 674, up 12.5. December corn 381.25, up 6.5. March at 398.25, up 6.25. May at 408, up 5.75, and December at 426.5. That's December 08, 426.5, up 5.75. Soybeans now, November 1061, up 16.75. January at 1073.25, up 17. March at 1087.75, up 17. November at 1011, up 16.5. December soybean meal, 290 even, up 5. The January contract at 291.90, up 490. December soybean oil, 44.82, up 59. And the January oil contract at 45.35, up 77. December live cattle on the mercantile exchange, 95.42.5, down 15. February at 97.90, down 47.5. November feeder cattle, 108.65, down 25. January, 108.62.5, down 62.5. December lean hogs, 53.40, down 65. February, 60.15, down 95. And April at 66 even, down 75. Frozen pork bellies for February at 88.45. down 147.5. The crude oil for December delivery, 93.40, up 2.23 a barrel. January at 92.36, up 2.16. CRB index up 3.39 at 348.92. The dollar down 32 at 75.51. The Dow Jones 30 Industrials up 8.5 points at 13,317. Our forecast for today from our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, a mix of clouds and sunshine and windy with a few scattered showers possible in the south. Highs ranging from around 50 in far northwest Illinois to 68 in the southern parts of Illinois and Indiana. Wind speeds 15 to 25 today, some gusts over 30. The minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging between 35% in northwestern Illinois and 60% in the far south. For tomorrow, windy and cool. Northern and east central Indiana, mostly cloudy with a few scattered rain and snow showers. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs 42 north to 52 in the southwest. Wind speeds tomorrow 15 to 25 with higher gusts. Minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging from 40% in Illinois to 60% in northern Indiana. Tonight, cooler, lows will range from 27 degrees in northwest Illinois to 37 in the south. This is WILL Urbana.